This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C. For more, including reports, commentaries, and event audio and video, visit us online at www.csis.org.
This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled The Essentials of U.S. Policy Toward Latin America. Dr. Weintraub, in your commentary, you describe a different set of circumstances that characterize the current economic downturn in Latin America. What are some of the differences between previous economic crises facing the region and today's crisis?
I'll note four differences that I think are important. One are the economic reforms that were carried out in Latin America in the 1980s and 1990s and the early part of this century. They included fiscal moderation instead of fiscal profligacy. They tried to control inflation rather than ignore it through the proper macroeconomic policy. They had low deficits in the current account of their balance and payments compared to what they had in previous years. Instead of being pessimistic about exports, they promoted exports starting in the mid-1980s. And instead of tolerating foreign direct investment, they went out and actually searched for foreign direct investment. The second point is, this combined with economic growth in China and the developed countries, the United States and Western Europe, led to high commodity prices and a rise in manufactured exports from Mexico to the United States. Consequently, this combination gave Latin America 5 years of solid growth of 5 to 6% from 2003 to 2007. The current problems then stem not from actions that the Latin Americans took, as in the past. They stem from the financial and credit collapse in the United States that has engulfed not just Latin America, but just about the whole world.
In light of the distinct context in which Latin American economies now find themselves struggling, what is the best manner by which U.S. policy can address economic issues in the hemisphere?
Let me make one or two points to start out. There should be a lot less U.S. lecturing. We have a tendency to lecture, but Latin American countries now have competent economic leadership, people who know the issues, and lecturing doesn't help very much. The most important thing we can do, given the fact that Latin America has made the reforms necessary, has competent leadership, is that the U.S. growth has to be restored as rapidly as possible. If U.S. growth is restored, this will attract imports from Latin America. It will stimulate investment from the United States to Latin America, and it will stimulate remittances, which are falling if job growth goes up in the United States. This kind of economic stimulation must be accompanied without increasing U.S. protectionism. And we have increased protectionism. The Buy American features of the stimulus legislation and disallowing, for example, the entry of Mexican trucks for no reason other than to mollify a U.S. truckers union. The combination of U.S. actions cited above, restoring growth without protectionism, should lead to higher economic growth in Latin America and therefore to higher U.S. exports to Latin America. The starting point has to be the U.S., and it has to be looking to its own economic situation.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/SimonChair.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.